In the sport of professional lacrosse, Casey Powell ranks near the top. A four-time All-American at Syracuse and a career currently spanning 14 years in both the Indoor National Lacrosse League and Outdoor Major League Lacrosse, he has left a mark on the oldest and fastest-growing sport in the United States. Powell says it was when he was a young kid when he was inspired by one of his teachers and started following a nearby college team.
I grew up in northern New York, a town called Carthage, played all sorts of sports, a couple younger brothers. We ran the neighborhood, basically. And then in fifth grade, my teacher brought in a lacrosse stick. That was my gym teacher, and talked about it. And we convinced our dad a couple weeks later to head down to the mall and pick us up a couple. And so we were the first kids in our town to have a lacrosse stick, and then it caught on. More of our friends showed up, and that gym teacher started an intramural program, and we researched the game a little bit and found out that it was popular in Syracuse and traveled down, and we kind of basically hid in the bushes and watched some of the top high schools practice, and we'd write down some of their plays and their drills, and we'd take it home with us and try to replicate it. And then we went to a Syracuse University lacrosse game, and the Gate brothers were playing, and that really inspired us, and the rest is history.
After becoming a standout at Carthage High School, Powell went on to play at Syracuse, as well as don the number 22 jersey, following in the footsteps of his childhood idol and fellow lacrosse legend, Gary Gate. After becoming a four-time All-American and winning the 1995 National Championship, Powell says he never initially conceived the thought of taking his talents to a possible new level.
Well, it wasn't my dream, and it really wasn't on my radar. I wanted to go play lacrosse at Syracuse, and all the extra lacrosse I've played from the day I graduated has been a huge bonus. The growth of lacrosse and the growth of professional lacrosse has kind of been surprising. But I was drafted with little indoor experience and had the opportunity to go and play. When I first started, I wasn't really ready for it because I had just finished a great career and capped off my dream. Then the Major League Lacrosse started, and I was one of the original 40 players, and I'm still playing. I think I'm the last man standing.
In 2010, Powell jumped at the chance to captain the NLL Orlando Titans, the first ever professional lacrosse team in Florida. After the Titans folded following one season, Powell became the director of lacrosse for state and national powerhouse St. Andrew's School. He then decided to head up his own team when he accepted the positions of head coach and director of lacrosse for North Broward Prep. While preparing to enter his 15th year in professional lacrosse, Powell says when it's time to hang up the helmet and pads, he wants to coach full-time, helping to inspire young players just like he was.
Obviously, that's the next progression. I can't play forever. People have been telling me that for years, but so far I've proved them wrong. But that's what I want to be. I've been influenced by some fantastic coaches who are my role models in my life, and that's what I want to be eventually. So I've been able to play for a very long time and compete, but I've also been able to play for some of the top coaches in the world, and I've taken a little bit of each of them and their style, and I hope to implement it into my own teaching system and become a great coach someday.
While many consider Powell to be one of, if not the greatest of all time in the sport, he humbly says he would like to be remembered most as something else.
I think the word that comes up with me that I'm most proud of is the word ambassador, and that's really what I enjoy doing, and I love that I'm looked upon as that way. If you look at like Cal Ripken, he may not have been the best baseball player, but he's a great ambassador for the sport, and I try to play it and represent it with honor. It's done a lot for me in my life and my family's life, and I really respect what it's done. So to have the opportunity to play it and to spread it and give other kids an opportunity is the reason I do it.
Powell also confirmed the return of pro lacrosse in Florida as the MLL's Florida launch will begin play in Palm Beach County next April. On December 3rd, he was traded to the launch from the defending MLL champion Chesapeake Bay Hawks. Powell says he's excited to both play and to see the sport return to his home state. And as he puts it, hopefully will launch the state into a new era for lacrosse. For ESPN 850 WRUF, I'm Zach Dahlheimer.